Okay, hi, this is Randy Barnes from the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, Hope Services. Today I'm going to talk about how your tax dollars are used to support individuals with developmental disabilities in Henry County. Today I have a guest with me, Cheryl Smith, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Thank you, Randy. I am Cheryl Smith, and I am the business manager and also the Medicaid manager for the Henry County Board of DD.
Okay. Cheryl, tell us, what is the role of the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities with an individual in Henry County?
The Henry County Board of DD has what we call service and support administrators. They are like your case managers. And then we also have a fiscal department and a Medicaid management department. Each of these departments work together to help provide services to people with disabilities.
Okay, once we qualify a person, how are they funded?
An individual that comes to our program speaks with a service and support administrator, and if they are made eligible, then we look at placing them on what we call is a waiver. If we can get the individual on a waiver, we can fund that waiver through tax dollars. And those tax dollars come from either the federal government, which is 60%, and then through the local tax dollars, which is 40%. So we try very hard to make sure that each individual we serve qualifies for some type of a waiver.
Now, waivers, are there just so many of them?
There are so many, but the state knows that there are individuals who are waiting for services, so they try very hard to make more waivers available. In the last budget cycle, there are going to be 3,000 new waivers in the state of Ohio. We're not quite sure how many Henry County will get, but there will be some that will be available.
Okay. What is a waiver used for?
Once we get an individual qualified for a waiver, we're able to provide services to them to help them live in the community just like you and I. They may live in your house right next door, and they'll get residential services. So they'll have staff come into their house to assist them. That can depend on 4 or 5 hours a day or 24 hours a day. They also get transportation services if they need to get to the grocery store. They have a doctor's appointment. Then we also have services where during the day they can go to one of our providers we have to provide a day service that helps them learn to live in the community and helps them learn to get jobs. Once they are able to get a job, we also have a service called job coaching where we have someone go in with them while they're employed and help make sure that they learn the job and are able to keep their job. And then we also have transportation that helps them get to and from that job once they have it. So all of those services are funded through the waivers and provided by a provider.
All right, let's talk about providers. A private provider is now how a person gets services. How do we get a person lined up with a provider?
Well, I know you've done some spots before and talked to some of the different providers in our county. They have to go through the state and get qualified. And once they become a qualified provider, we match up the individual that's on a waiver with those providers. So they actually do interviews with those providers and determine which one that they might like to provide services to them. So it's really up to the individual to choose who they might want to provide a service for.
Okay, let's get back to the tax dollars. And how does that fit in with all of this that we've talked about?
Well, all of those roles at the Henry County Board of DD come together. We put the person on a waiver. Once they're on a waiver, they choose that provider, and once the provider starts providing services, they bill to the state for that service. Those dollars that come from the state are 60% come from the federal government, and then the 40% comes from your local tax dollars. So even though 60% is federal monies, those are also tax dollars. It just goes to the federal government first. So your tax dollars 100% pay for services for people with disabilities. It just comes through different channels and then comes to the state so a provider can bill for that service. So when you see individuals in the community and you see them living in homes and working at Chief or McDonald's or getting transportation, you'll know that that's your tax dollars at work.
Okay. Now, we're just about out of time. Is there anything you want to add here at the end?
I do just want to thank everybody from Henry County for your support of our Henry County Board of DD local tax levies. They are so very important to help people with disabilities. They're living in the community. They're being able to do things just like you and I. They're being able to go to a Mud Hens game, work at Chief, and live in houses just like you and I. So on behalf of the Henry County Board of DD, we'd just like to thank everyone for your support.
Okay, well, thank you, Cheryl, for being on today and giving us all this information that's really important for people to know. If you're interested in learning more about anything that Cheryl just talked about today or the Henry County Board of DD in general, call 419-599-2892, and we can get somebody hooked up to answer your questions. So until next time, I'd like to thank you for listening, and make sure to get out, get up, and move.